Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, it seems almost like Lent again today, because not only we have purple vestments, and we also just finished our litany, which means supplication. This day, April 25th, is called the Greater Litanies. And it is a very important commemoration for us. You know, children, that when somebody asks your religion, you usually announce him that you are a Catholic. But this day teaches us that not only are you a Catholic, but you are also a Roman Catholic. You are called a Roman Catholic because the leader of the apostles and the earthly head of the church, Saint Peter, he was the bishop of Rome. In those ancient times, Rome was the very capital of the whole world, so it was fitting that the leader of the church, Saint Peter, should enter Rome and become its first bishop. For the ancient Romans who were pagans, April 25th was a big feast of idolatry. There were all kinds of bad things happening. People were eating too much and feasting and making merry all day long because of the big feast where they worshipped idols. But it was exactly on April 25th when glorious Saint Peter and his companion Saint Paul, they entered Rome. That was in the year 42 AD, and from that moment on marked the start of Saint Peter's 25 years of ruling as the bishop of Rome. So April 25th is truly kind of like a feast of Saint Peter's entrance into Rome. But because this feast, or this day rather, used to be a rather depressing day, and the day when pagans committed all kinds of sins, church wanted also to make this a day of penance. She wanted her people to go out and make procession where they begged God's forgiveness of their own sins and the sins of the whole world. And they also invoked all the saints of the church that they would intercede for them. And by these good prayers, they would make God's wrath go milder. So this day is a day of a great penance. But it's also a feast day today, that is the feast day of Apostle Saint Mark. And Saint Mark used to also live in Rome. When Saint Peter stayed in Rome, it was Saint Mark who was his disciple, his near companion. And when the people or the Catholics living in Rome, they wanted to hear Saint Peter's account of all the things he did and saw when he was with our Lord, they asked Saint Peter to write these things down so that also the later generations could read what was it like when Christ was here on earth. But Saint Peter refused to write all these accounts with his own hand, but he assigned a job for Saint Mark, that it was Saint Mark who was meant to write down everything Peter remembered from these good and great things when he was with our Lord. So the second gospel in the book of the Bible is called the Gospel According to Saint Mark. And even though Saint Mark was the disciple of Saint Peter, he did not try to polish his master's actions during the times of our Lord's Passion. If you read the account of Saint Matthew about Saint Peter's fall, it is shorter and not that much in detail as is the account by Saint Mark. When Saint Peter told about the Passion of Christ to Mark, and he did not want to hide of his great fall of that shameful time when Saint Peter himself denied Christ. So it is a great lesson in humility also on part of Saint Peter. He was truly sorry of that thing when he felt too coward to recognize Christ in front of his persecutors. And Saint Peter wanted to make sure that everything which he did would also be read by the future generations. Dear children, this day on these two occasions gives us the meaning that what it's like to be truly humble person. If it takes lots of humility to bow down your head and recognize that you need help. First and foremost, we have to ask pardon and forgiveness from Almighty God. We have often offended him so often by our sins, and we certainly need to do lots of penance for those, and we also want to make penance or reparation for the sins of the whole world. But also we want to remember that what our past sins have been. That's why, children, you make an examination of conscience before you go to confession, that you would be like Saint Peter, never leaving anything out and being very careful that you list and you announce all the bad things you have done. That takes lots of humility, and being a Christian and being a follower of Christ takes lots of humility as well. Saint Mark, just like Saint Peter, he ended his day as a martyr. He was sent to preach the gospel to the Egyptian city of Alexandria. Alexandria was the place of high learning, and there were many, many wise men living there who thought that they knew everything necessary about world and about life. But they also were pagans, and when Saint Mark arrived at Alexandria, he started to preach very much against idolatry. And because of this, he was put into prison. And there in the prison, our Lord appeared to Saint Mark and consoled him that very soon he would be in paradise together with him. And on the very next day, Saint Mark was put to death, and he also received a martyr's crown. In this way, even though both Saint Peter and then Saint Paul, and after them Saint Mark, all of them were put to death because they preached against idolatry, at the end it was God and his church who triumphed. And so on this day, children, remember to be sorry for your sins, ask pardon and make reparation for other people's sins as well, but be always very courageous in opposing the errors and sins of the world. If you stand fast and you are sorry for your sins, you and will also triumph one day when you will be taken to paradise. And there you see Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Saint Mark, Our Lady, and all those glorious saints of God's Church. And on that day you will realize how great and wondrously God had arranged all things. May God bless.